a vampire is a solitary business, or had been until now. For months, I lived in seclusion behind the walls of Grim Manor. I secretly watched the world from the shadows of Morgloom Woods. I spied on unsuspecting neighbors, studied the comings and goings of innocent children at play up and down the tree-lined sidewalks of Cherry Street. Unseen and protected within the walls of my hidden lair, high atop the Oak of Doom, I saw it all. I knew every inch of the family grounds, every twisted tree and blade of grass. I knew where my dog, Razor, had buried every bone. Unfortunately, I was unable to remain hidden forever. I was compelled to leave my secret world and venture into the unknown. On orders from my parents, and against my deepest wishes, I was forced to attend sixth grade at Sunny Hill Middle School. Thwack, thwack, thwack. Mr. Dumlock, horrible and fat, stood at the front of the classroom and whacked his ruler against the top of his desk. It was my first morning. The mob of kids ceased shouting, brought their annoying laughter to an abrupt halt, and turned a room full of curious eyes to stare. How ridiculous they looked. I stood alongside the cologne-soaked teacher and tried my best not to breathe. What did he do, bathe in the stuff? All right, everyone, be quiet, Dumlock began grumbling, his drooping jowls quivering like jello. His cheap scent made me dizzy. We have a new student joining us today. This is Stephanie. Svetlana, I corrected, cringing. I despised the name Stephanie. How could my parents have been so cruel? What's that? Dumlock peered down at me through round spectacles, his wiry eyebrows clutched like kissing caterpillars. Svetlana, I repeated, looking up at the poor man's silly face. It's Romanian. Oh, you're Romanian, he asked, feigning interest. He pasted a cardboard smile across his chubby face. His teeth were stained an awful yellow and in desperate need of a cleaning ASAP, as soon as possible. Call the dentist, Dumlock, I thought, smiling my own false smile as I sent him the thought. I said, I'm from Texas, actually. His smile waned. Could this sad specimen of an instructor possibly teach me anything? I doubted it. I was certain the man didn't even floss. Well, anyway, he cleared his throat. Let's everybody welcome Svetlana Grimm. Welcome, Svetlana, the kids sang in unison. Ugh. It was the opposite of music to my ears. I followed Dumlock's pointing finger to the only empty seat in the classroom, as if I couldn't have figured that one out for myself. I passed through the whispers and stares and slid my stack of newly issued textbooks beneath the desk, all but world history, which I needed for this, the first class of what was certain to be a very, very long day. The girl seated at the desk in front of me turned and told me her name was Sandy Cross. I've seen you, she said. You live on Cherry Street next to the Bone Lady. What? How did this mischievous minx know me? The Bone Lady? She must have meant Lenora Bones, the skeletal old woman who had recently moved into the brick house next door. I'd read the name on the mailbox in front of the house during one of my clandestine explorations of the neighborhood. I wrinkled my nose at the annoying girl's bubblegum breath. Did she chew gum for breakfast? And what was with her crazy hair? It looked as if someone had replaced her real hair with a wig of blonde yarn and then jammed her fingers into an electrical outlet. I could hardly see beyond the mass of frizz to Dumpy Dumlock sitting before the classroom, following his finger as he read down the roll. Sandy Cross went on. You live in the house with the mean dog and your dad drives a green car, am I right? The big house with the tall fence, right? My dad hates that fence. He wants to know why your dad painted it black. Who was this girl? Had she been spying on me? And what did she mean by mean dog? My lovable Razor was a perfect dog, a pure angel. Unless you messed with me, of course, and then you were dog food.